Okay. Tunes, I think. Was that tempo okay, everybody? Good. I don't want to be too slow, but I don't want to be too fast either. So, anyway. So, moving forward, let's do the Connickman's Rambles into Tobin's favor. Oh, I see. Here comes trouble. Thank you. time. Beautiful dog there. Lisa, that's a lovely dog.
Yeah, he joined me for the session, so I thought I would show everybody.
Oh, go, yeah.
Go on, puppy.
And he didn't leave the room when I started playing. That was good. That's a,
yeah, he likes sessions.
That's a first for me, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Want to say hi, puppy?
I actually get along very well with most animals, so. That's great. I was going to say something and I completely forgot what I was going to say, so I'm just going to move on. All right, so let's do, we probably did this a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember, you know. I know, listen, if we're repeating these tunes too much, let me know, because I do try and vary it, but I am going back to the archives. So let's do
repeating is good.
Okay. Pleasures of Hope and a Friendly Visit. Okay. I think, did we do this like last week or the week before? I think we did this one fairly recently. But anyway, it's a lovely hornpipe. So. Okay, and then. I first heard the Friendly Visit, a concert that my father recorded at the National Stadium in Dublin in 1972. And Father Pat O'Hearn, God rest his soul, put together a concert of young people, mostly young, really children. And he did it, the whole entire concert in one day. And I think he had close to 300 kids. And I heard this tune lilted by a young boy, and I have that recording. And wow, it's such a lovely a recording of this tune from somebody's mouth. It's just amazing. The lilting tradition in Ireland is just fabulous. So very prevalent in County Wexford, I might add. That's where my father's from. So a lot of All-Ireland champion lilters in County Wexford. So here we go. Thank you. There you go. Well, we're going good today, so far. So far, so good. I don't want to jinx myself, but, you know, attitude is everything, right? I say that to my students. So last week was a bad day for me because of the granite situation, and today I'm so much happier because I'm supposed to get, even if it doesn't come, at least I'm happy now because I think it's coming. So, all right.
So, honey, you're learning not to take things for granted.
Did you hear that? That's the woman I'm married to, folks. She makes me laugh every day. So it's good to be with a partner that makes you laugh every day. So let me see. Let's go back to the reels. And let's do... All right, Kay asked, I know I have Ormond sound with a different set, but I taught the Scholar today, and Kay asked if I would do the set that I recorded with the Scholar on the Fresh Takes album with Eileen Ivers back in 1987. We started off with, oh my God, Alina, what was the name of that tune? Crossing the Shannon. No, it wasn't Crossing. It was...
Redhead Lass.
Redhead Lass. And so we do the Redhead Lass, Ormond sound, into the Scholar, okay? So G and I think is it A or A minor or something, and into D.
Thank you.
Set of tunes, isn't it? I think they go really well together. So I guess we must have thought that as well in 1987 when we recorded them that way. Okay, let's slow it down a bit and let's do Planxty Fanny Power. Okay, I don't think we played a slow tune last week. Maybe we did, I can't remember, but of course you can't beat O'Carolan, really. So just remember, there's no rush in these slow tunes. There's a tendency for some people to want to get to the next note too quick. So let's enjoy the tune, let it flow. It's a beautiful tune. Thank you. fine. Such a beautiful tune, isn't it? Right. Moving right along. All right, let's let's do. Oh, we haven't done this in a while. Let's do the Wiley O' Bachelor into the Western. So, tunes I learned from the great Paddy O'Brien, and I taught the Wiley O' Bachelor, I think, in one of my tune learning.
Thank you.
I love those tunes. All right. So let me see. I didn't pull out the music for some of these tunes. I don't know why. But let's do, I think we could do Dr. O'Neill's and Nicky Lavell. I recorded these on my, Celtic Roots CD, I think. And let me just find Dr. O'Neill's, because I don't know why I didn't pull it out. I think I didn't pull it out because I had to go to Seattle about the granite, to be honest with you. I was really proud of myself Monday, getting most of this stuff together, and then I had all those issues with the granite and the supply company. So, diddly diddly diddle lam. And the kill level. So JK. Okay. I don't need the music. And then. Okay. Can't believe that I had it in my head, and then sorry folks, I did it again. This is like once a week at least habit now. What is it?
It was a cool variation you had though.
Was it? Yeah,
it sounded cool. Not sure if you borrowed it from another tune or if you just made it up, but it sounded nice.
It was another I was going into another.
I see.
I can't believe that I was going into another tune.
So how many parts does this have?
What's that?
Like five.
Yeah, it's five verses, yeah. All right, hang on a second. Now I can't really see the... What happened to it? Oh, I'm still on C, that's okay. You know, I keep saying this every week, my mind is a terrible thing to waste. All right. I better get it out here, so I don't screw it up again. Kind of hard to believe I actually recorded these tunes, isn't it?
Thank you.
my God. Thinking to myself as I was messing up, which I do frequently, to think to myself that it's a good job I don't mind the vulnerability of screwing up live on Facebook. But I think it's a good thing to be able to learn to live with, because I couldn't live with it for there was many, many years that I couldn't live with making mistakes and that kind of stuff. My father beat it into me, and that's not a good thing either, you know. So. While perfection is something good to strive for, If it's done in the right way, it's good. But never be afraid to make mistakes, folks. I'm good proof of that. So, and the reality is we're all human, so we all do it. It's just that you don't see it most of the time when it happens. That's the thing. All right. So from the frying pan into the fire, let's do the slides. So star above the garter, and what did I have here? And the Brosna, and Nachnaklarik, however you say that. I have the music here, hopefully that will remind me how to start these bloody things. We haven't played any slides like this in a while, I think, so. Great on that last tune, but we'll give it a shot anyway.
Thank you.
There's a very different version written down here that I'm playing. But.
Yeah, I also have a really different version, but I like yours better, so.
Yeah, I like mine much better than what's written there, too.
Yes. See, I think I have to take off soon, so do you want to do some announcements right now? Would this be a good time?
Are you going to make them, or shall I make them? And do you,
you might as well, since, I mean, I could try, but.
So, you know, we do this every week, so I hate to be, I know a lot of you come every week, so some of you may not have been here before, so, and heard it. So, the big, I guess the big, the most important thing right now is my trip to Ireland. If anybody's interested in going and, or on the fence in going to Ireland, now's the time to do it. The last week of March, you can go to wildatlantictours.com. And I actually put a link on my Facebook if you guys are on Facebook with me, and you can go directly to my page, or you just go to their website and look up the tours and you can find my tour and get all the information there. But that's obviously coming up very soon, and they have to get the hotel rooms and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if any of you are geographically close enough, but I just booked, signed a contract today for the Dublin Irish Festival, which I'm really, really excited about. And for dancers out there, we'll be playing for the Cayley. So I don't have the John Whelan All-Star Cayley Band put together, but I can tell you I've been talking to some really great people. So either way, it's going to be a really good band. I've done the Cayleys there in Dublin before, and they're a lot of fun. Not a lot of experienced dancers there, so if you have experience, you'll have a good time because you'll have plenty of people to teach how to do the bloody steps. And although Eamon de Cogan, Martin de Cogan's brother, usually does the teaching and the calling, and he's a riot, an absolute riot. If you know anything about the Cogan brothers, they're very, very funny guys. So have a few gigs here locally coming up, and I'll try and post those on my Facebook page. So if you want to come see my good friend Sean Cleland coming up from Chicago to play for Fish. And so I thought it would be a good idea if he's coming out, maybe if he came a few days early and we could do a few gigs together. So that's that. the stuff concerning the slow session, all of that stuff through the efforts of Michael and his friend are online. And I don't know if you have the link to that, Alina. I don't actually have the link to that, and I don't remember it, to be honest with you. But anyway, so.
Sorry, I was looking up something else. Other people are asking about the thing you just mentioned with Dublin. Some are saying Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah, Dublin, Ohio. So the two largest Irish festivals in the world is Milwaukee, okay, is number one, and Dublin, Ohio is number two, believe it or not. So they, before the pandemic, they were, Dublin was getting around 220,000 people, but it's actually really, it sounds like a lot of people, but it's spread out in a really great location within the city of Dublin. And so it's not as cramped as you might think. And of course, a lot of that crowd goes to the rock stage. So the trad areas and the kind of main traditional stage is not that bad. Holds about 5,000 people, I think, maybe. And then, anyway, so it's really actually, both of those festivals are tremendous. So if you ever want to get to a really good festival, there's probably the two best. There's over 3,000 Irish festivals in North America, believe it or not, or at least there were before the pandemic. So, and I've played at a few, not all 3,000 of them, but I've played at a few. You can acquire some of the tune learning stuff up on gumroad.com/John Whelan, I think it is. And if you already have that, some of that stuff, it would be helpful if you could pass that on to some of your friends and peers that might be interested in learning some of the tunes that you guys have been learning.
Hey, John, somebody else is asking about the dates for the Dublin, Ohio event.
Oh, sorry,
What happens
it's
now?
the 5th through the 7th of August. So it's always the first weekend in August. So if you can't make it this year, it's the first weekend in August every year. And I think the Milwaukee is the 3rd, but they may have changed it to the 2nd. I can't remember, to be honest with you. So I think that might be it. You know, I'm not good at, you know, well, I am a shameless self-promoter in some ways, but because that's, you know, how you pay the bills. But I'm doing and for anybody in Portland, I'm doing the Tualatin Kaylee this Friday, the 4th, at the Grange in Tualatin. Is that is that right? Tualatin? Tualatin? I can never pronounce that name.
Tualatin. You got it. Tualatin.
Tualatin. And so you.
Yeah, it's a nice big Grange hall with not lots of side ventilation, so it'll be a-okay for a dance.
Yeah, oh, it's good. And I think everybody is, you know, as far as I know, is vaccinated, all that kind of stuff. So that's the same for the festivals, of course. It's required. It's part of the requirement for, certainly for us anyway. And the same thing for my tour to Ireland, if anybody's interested. So, all. And, you know, Ireland has opened up completely now. So, the Omicron is not that it's not there, but I think the vast majority of it has run its course in Ireland. And so the government decided to open up the country again, which was great for artists that haven't worked in a couple of years. And I'm really very excited to actually get some gigs and get back working myself, because it's been a tough grind. But you guys have been tremendously supportive and helpful over the last couple of years, and it's been greatly appreciated, believe me. I get a lot of communication, so if I didn't respond, it's not because I don't care. It's just, you know, I get 150 plus emails a day, believe it or not. So
John?
Yes.
You also mentioned in your email, for those of us who are out east, I'm sorry I'm not close enough and work is just too crazy in March, but you're doing a couple of gigs out east, New York, Connecticut?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm doing, well, right now I don't have everything booked, but I'm doing a couple of sessions out there that I always do when I go home, because I was doing them when I lived there. So the playwright in Hamden, Connecticut is Tuesday the 15th. But I am doing a Kaylee at the Gaelic American Club in Fairfield, Connecticut on the 6th in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's really a good Kaylee, actually. That's a really nice, and it's a beautiful club. It's a pretty affluent Irish club. So that's kind of fun. And then I'm doing the Landmark on Monday night with Don Mead in New York City. And then I'm doing Sober St. Patrick's for the 11th year. I think they're going to celebrate the 10th anniversary this year, even though it was last year because of COVID. And that generally actually sells out, and it's for a good cause. And Brian Conway will be there, Brendan Dolan on piano. And, you know, so it's really a great event and really very geared towards traditional music, which I'm really excited about. He's had traditional music from the beginning. I've been there since day one, myself and Brian and Brendan Dolan. And so this is our 11th year doing that. And he has a bunch of other stuff going on. But anyway, so there you go. That's that. If there's going to be more stuff, I'm sure, and I'll post that once some of that stuff comes through. I've been focusing on Sean's trip to the Northwest, just because it's coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to turn my focus on to March, after tomorrow, hopefully, when we get the kitchen granite done. I don't know what else. Did I miss anything that you guys haven't heard already?
I don't think so. Okay. But I just want to put in a plug that, you know, if anyone has a few spare dollars, to send them John's way, because he's been doing some really great things, keeping the music going and keeping us, you know, playing music and feeling cheerful in these sort of difficult times. So you know, if you have anything spare, send it his way. He's not asking for it for this session, but, you know, I think he's definitely someone worth supporting. So just saying, if you can.
Thank you for that, Alina. I really appreciate it. And,
hear, hear. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Alina. Well,
you know, I kind of said this last week, but I do want to reiterate that, you know, we kind of really had to get the kitchen done because Jen and I have been discussing it for a while, but then there was some water damage and some mold, so I had to rip up the floor and all that kind of stuff. So while I'm excited about it, it doesn't mean that we're loaded with money or anything like that. Fortunately, Jan had a little bit of retirement money, and so we were able to do the kitchen. So I just want to put it out there because I don't think people thinking I'm asking or people are asking to send money when if we're loaded and we're doing a kitchen. It's not the case at all. So I just wanted to clarify that because I got that Irish guilt and, you know, embarrassment. So it's going to be a long time before I have anything, believe me, because I got college tuition coming up. They deferred it till May again, so two kids out of college, and I'm still paying for the bloody thing until I die, probably. Anyway, that's enough of that. So let's play some more music. So we'll go back to reels. Let's do the can somebody remind me how Bear Island goes? I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it on the site. It's probably up there. I probably typed it in wrong, but Bear Island is great with the humours of Ballyconnell, so I just can't remember how it starts, and I couldn't find the music for it. Any luck, anybody?
I could attempt it, but it wouldn't be pretty because it's not much of a whistle tune, but...
I know, I need the first...
Oh my gosh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, it has a bunch of...
It's a tricky one for whistle.
C-sharp.
Kay, I think Kay might have it. Do you have it, Kay?
I don't sound good on it, or I would play it. I kind of know it.
Yeah, what Alina played was exactly right. It has that G sharp right near.
A weird G sharp.
That's it.
That's the A chord.
I thought that's what it was, but minor. All right. You know what? Yeah. We're going to play it anyway. We'll play it in honor of Finbar Dwyer, and we'll do Humes of Ballyconnell. I taught that one, so I think everybody would know that tune. So.
Yeah, they're great tunes.
I'll do it nice and steady. Thank you. time.
Me, I think, maybe.
Are you not seeing anything?
I have to take off now, unfortunately, but I think everything should be running just smoothly as long as everyone stays muted while you're playing. So I think, do you think it's okay?
Thank you. Oh, absolutely. All right. Appreciate your help.
I'm sad to leave early, but, you know, hopefully you can still have some fun tunes. And I'll listen to the recording later, hopefully.
Okay, great.
All right. See you later.
Thank you, darling. All right. We have a few more minutes. So let's do... I was thinking... I pulled out the music for... You know, I actually did play the Pole Half Penny. We haven't done that in a while. And I know the last time I played it, I kind of screwed it up, I think. So we've got Murphy's, but I don't see the music. The Murphy's here. I don't know why I don't have it. But let's take a quick look for Murphy's here. And we'll do the Pole Half Penny. We haven't done that in a very, very long time. And I taught that tune, I think. Let me see. I'm on three.
I think it was your first one, actually.
What was that?
I think Pole Half Penny was your first tune on your Learn a Tune.
Oh, I think it was. You're right. Yeah. But I can't remember how Murphy's starts, so if I get the start of the tune, then we're fine. Oh, yeah. It's an easy tune, so. All right, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to reverse. I think I have Murphy's first, but I'm going to do the Pole Half Penny first. And then we'll do Murphy's second. That's Murphy's, right? Great tune. But I did remind myself how it goes. I played it a little earlier before I started this thing so I wouldn't screw it up. So the Pole Half Penny. Thank you. lovely tunes. Well, it was very enjoyable today. We'll finish off with a couple of reels, and thanks for being here. I hope you had a good time. I definitely feel that I did better this week than I did last week, but then I couldn't really do any worse than I did last week. So let's do the copper plate set in the G and the A minor. Thanks very much, everybody. God bless you. Oh, I forgot to mention, of course, with Sean being here, I think the last week in February, we're going to be playing. So I won't be able to do the tune learning or the slow session the last week. I might be able to do the tune learning, but the session I don't think I'm going to be able to do. So we'll see. I'll let you know. But I just wanted to keep you posted. And in March, because I'm headed to the East Coast and Ireland. But I'll bring my laptop with me and we'll see what we can or can't do, okay? So I want to try and keep it going as much as I can, and we'll definitely, whatever happens, we'll pick it up when I get back if you guys are still interested, unless you've had enough of me, that is. So here we go. Thanks very much. God bless you. And thanks for being here. Ah.
Thank you.
folks. Thanks very much. It was great to see you. It was a fun evening for me anyway. Hopefully it was for you too. And we'll see you next week. And Helen, did you put your info up there earlier?